Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Tzadi Tes, and we are starting about the seventh line with the words Ein Mevash L'Nyan Shel Truma V'Chulu. And the Vilna Daf is right at the beginning of Nun Hamad Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah brought a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda whether or not one is allowed to cook Truma wine. According to the Tanakama, one is not allowed to. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one is allowed to because it's Mashbiach the wine. Even though some evaporates, it's not considered like he's ruining the Truma wine because it's Mashbiach it. Now the Gemara brings machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yechanan. They argue. Chad Amar 1 says, the reason why it's not allowed to be cooked is because he's lessening, he's reducing the amount of wine he has, which is what we said in the Mishnah. And the other one says, because there's fewer people that are now going to drink it. According to this Mata Amar, Mavushal wine is not as tasty, people don't necessarily want to drink it, and that's considered ruining the Truma wine, and that's why he's not allowed to cook it. And we continue, we don't know who said this one and who said that one. And here's an answer, from that which Reichan had said in the second parak, Rabbi Yehuda, there seems to be Rabbi Yehuda's shita got switched around with the Tanakama from Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar said Einu Muchlefes, that it's not switched around, and the reason why is because Taman B'Kayin V'Kan Mabailim. So have Rabbi Yechanan Huda Amar, it must be this Rabbi Yechanan who says Mipnei She'amata Mishaisav. Now what's going on over here? So let's remember that in the second parak we were discussing being Tairam Min Hara Al Hayafe, separating Truma from something which is not good onto something which is good, and the Mishnah had said that one is not allowed to separate Truma from Mavushal wine for non-Mavushal wine, and we established the Mishnah as being Shitas Rav Yehuda. And it was Rabbi Yochanan who had pointed out that Machal Shitas Rav Yehuda, because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda allows cooking Truma wine because it improves it. It's Mashbiach it. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly seems to hold that Yain Mavushal is not inferior, and therefore one should technically be allowed to separate from Mavushal for not Mavushal. Now over there, Rabbi Elazar had argued that there's no stira. Really, Mavushal wine is better, and that's why the Kayan's allowed to cook his own Truma wine, because it's being Mashbiach it. And that's what we mean by saying in the Gemara, Taman B'Kayin, over there, which is really referring to over here, we're referring to a kain. The kain himself is allowed to cook his own truma wine because it's mashbiach it. And the only reason why Rav Yehuda asr being tarim from a vashal wine is out of fear that the owner is going to make a cheshbon of truma based off of how much he had before cooking it, forgetting that some evaporated during cooking. And that's what we mean by saying the kan b'bailim. When the bailim are separating truma from a vashal wine, we're afraid they're going to make a mistake in cheshbon. And what do we see from here, said the Gemara, that since Rav Yochanan compares these two mishnayos, it must be that the logic is the same in both. And just like over there, truma is not allowed to be separated from Mavushal onto Einu Mavushal because the Mavushal is inferior. So to over here, it must be because the Mavushal is inferior Mipnei She'amata Mishaisav. And therefore it's Rabbi Yochanan who holds this Mipnei She'amata Mishaisav, and it's Rabbi Elazar who holds Mipnei She'amata Mimidasai. And the Gemara concludes, Yehuda Ben Keni says in the name of Rav Imi, who says B'Shem Rav Shem Ben Lakish Mipnei She'amata Mishaisav. That's the reason why one would not be allowed to cook Truma wine. And moving on to Halacha Beis, the Mishnah says as follows, Dvash Tmarim, date honey, V'yein Tapuchim, and apple wine, V'chaimitzes Vanios, and vinegar from winter grapes, Ushar Kol Mei Perishal Truma, and all other fruit juices of Truma, Rebbe Elazar Mechayev Karen Mechaimesh, Rebbe Elazar is Mechayev, a non-Kayin who eats this, to pay a Karen and a Chaimesh, because he considers these juices, these liquids, as Truma. Tzadi Tetzvon based on top, Rebbe Yeshua Poter, Rebbe Yeshua Poter is a person, because this is just considered Zeya Ba'alma, it's just considered some sort of secretion or liquid that comes from the fruit, but it's not considered like the fruit itself, and therefore one would be Poter from Karen and Chaimesh. Furthermore, Rebbe Elazar Metami Mishal Mashke, Rebbe Elazar is Metami because of Mashke, meaning he says that when produce becomes wet with one of these liquids that we just mentioned, it's now mukhshar l'kabel toma. Whereas Amar Bishua, Bishua says, Loimonu chachamim sheva mashkin kamine petamin. The chachamim, when they listed seven different liquids that are mukhshar food to m'kabel toma, they weren't listing them off like a spice dealer who mentions a whole bunch of spices that he has, but he leaves out a bunch of spices. El amru sheva mashkin tamein ushar kol mashkin tayrin. The chachamim were very specific. They said that seven mashkin are mukhshar l'kabel toma and not any more than that. And therefore, these mashkin that we mentioned, chaimitzes vanios, apple wine, date honey, all these things are not machshir food l'kabel toma. Now the Gemara tells us, havin by meimar, they wanted to say the ma pligin, what's machlekes or blessing Rabbi Yeshua b'chaimesh? It's only in regards to the chiv of paying a chaimesh if one eats truma date honey, for example, aval b'karen. But in regards to paying the principal, after Rabbi Yeshua maidi, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that if a person ate date honey that came from truma dates, he would have to pay at least for the karen because it still is considered mominous. It's not like it doesn't have any value at all. And furthermore, ma pligin, what's machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua l'sha avar? This is only in the past, meaning b'di'eved, if the person did so, is he chayev or not? Habet chila, but l'chat chila, after Rabbi Yeshua maidi, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that one l'chat chila is not allowed to eat date honey, for example, if it came from truma dates. However, the Gemara asks, how could you say that? Utanin, we have a Mishnah that tells us very clearly, d'vash tmarim, date honey, Rabbi Elazar machayev b'maisers, Rabbi Elazar says that one must take maiser off of it, Rabbi Yeshua piter, and Rabbi Yeshua paters. So we clearly see that even l'chat chila, one is chayev to take maiser off of date honey. honey. And this is not just bidiyeved. If he ate it, he's not chayv to pay a karen nechaimesh. So it's a question on our understanding. And the answer is that no, kancha zavu mishenitbalu, v'kancha zavu achaloi nitbalu. If this date honey oozed out of the dates after the dates already became tevel and they were already chayv in meiser, so then the date honey lechatchila is not allowed to be eaten because it's chayv in truma. Whereas in this brisa we just quoted that Rabbi Yeshua paters, that's talking about the date honey oozed out of the dates before they were chayv in truma. They weren't even tevel yet. And in that situation, they're pater completely from all truma semaistris according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara continues discussing Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. We understand from our Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer is mechayv these things in truma and meiser. And the date honey, for example, is considered 100% truma. However, now we have a different opinion. And the proper girsa is to skip these four lines to where the Gemara says, Tani Rav Nosson Omer, which is about three lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara tells us, Tani Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson says, Loish Rabbi Eliezer mechayv in meisris. It's not that Rabbi Eliezer says the date honey by itself is chayv in meiser. Elish Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's just that Rabbi Eliezer says, Shaloi yoichom in atmarim ad sheyaasr al advash. A person just not allowed to eat the dates and the honey as well until he takes off meiser for the honey. In other words, the honey itself is not chayv in meiser. It's the dates that are chayv in meiser and truma. He just has to make sure not to eat the date honey until the dates themselves had truma taken off. Now go back up to where we were before, to Maidi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Nosson continues saying, Maidi Rabbi Eliezer does agree, Shem Yisrael Tamarim, that if he did separate meiser for the dates themselves, afilu besfamya divshan mutter. Even if the honey is in esfamya, which is translated as Spain, that honey is mutter. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the honey itself is not chayv in meiser. He just has to make sure not to eat the honey before meiser is taken off from the dates. But once meiser is taken off of the dates, even though the honey is not here, the honey could be in a totally different part of the world, the honey is automatically mutter to eat. Now the Gemara clarifies, Milsei Amra, this matter of Rav Nosson is clearly telling us, Shuma Aser Mena Tamarim Al Advash Lefi Tamarim, that when he's separating meiser from the dates for the honey, he can make a cheshbon based only off of the dates, and he doesn't have to make a cheshbon of how much honey there is. Now this is all in Shitas Rav Nosson, and we're not gyrus the next four words, Rav Lezer Mechayv B'Meisris, and now we go to the beginning of Kuf Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues, Milsei Amra, the opinion of the Tanakhama tells us that Rav Eliezer is mechayev even the honey itself in Truma Semaisris, Shuma Aser Mena Tamarim Al Advash, Lefi Dvash Ulefi Tamarim, that when he's separating Truma from the dates for the honey, he has to make a chashbin based off of how much dates and how much honey he has as well, because the honey itself is chayv in Meiser, and therefore it has to be included in the chashbin of Truma and Meiser. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.